Hey guys, this is the Hardball Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And lately we've been getting in some really, really awesome products. Just stuff that I absolutely love that I've been using all over the place. And you guys probably don't realize this, but I use about every product that I sell on the store. So this is no exception. I actually am using two of these. I have one on my patio and I have one here next to me. And what this is this is a nice aluminum casing. Probably can't hear that. Nice aluminum casing, 7-port charging station. Now, this is 7 USB ports. So you get 5 USB Type-C quick charge ports, and you get 2 standard USB-A quick charge ports. Now, this is something that you can take with you when you travel. You go to one of those hotels, plug this into one outlet. It's got a 5-foot cord, AC cord that comes from the outlet and plugs into the back of this aluminum station. And this is only about, I would say about 2.5 inches wide by 2.5 inches long. So it's kind of like a square. It might be just a tad bit longer than it is wider. So it actually might be about 2.75 inches long and 2.5 inches wide. So just barely a rectangle. And then thickness wise, you're looking at about 1.5 inches or 1.25 inches thick. So not very big at all, weighs less than a pound. You could throw this in a bag, take this with you when you go somewhere, plug the AC cable into one outlet, and then this is going to give you 7 USB ports. So I like the fact that in the back in the day that we sold some like this, couple of years ago, there were more USBs, standard USB-As, than there were USB-C. There'd be like 4 USB-A and 1 USB-C. Well, this has accommodated for the new world that we live in, where USB-C is becoming the standard. And so this actually gives you 5 USB-Cs and 2 standard USB-As for those straggler devices that you have that still charge with regular standard USB-A. But all these are quick charge ports. So this is a 220 watt power station, meaning that this is going to spread out 220 watts over those 7 ports. So your first, the way that you want to look at this and orient this is where the USB-C ports are going to be on your left. So it's going to be where you're going to be looking at this, where it's the, 1.5 inches or 1.25 inches thick, and you're looking at it where it's going widthwise, left to right, and then the ports are going vertical up and down. So you want to orient this where when you're looking straight on, the widest, it's going left to right, but the USB-C ports are on your left side, and then the 2 standard USB-A ports are going to be to the right of those. And that's how you want to orient this, because 1 and 2 of the USB-C are going to provide the most wattage. Now, this actually allows you to be able to charge 2 laptops at one time, and I'm actually doing it right now as we speak. I wanted to always test this stuff out before I tell you guys, what the 411 is on this. And so I am doing that with this because I have 2 of my laptops plugged in to the first 2 USB Type-C ports. Now, this does not include cables. These are just the ports on this station. So I've got 2 of my cables plugged in. So if you want to charge or use the highest wattage possible ports, then you would want to use the number 1 and the number 2. And they start all the way to the left is 1, then it goes 2, then it goes 3, 4, 5, and then it starts over with the USB-A ports, and that's 1 and 2. So if you want to charge your laptops, you definitely need to plug them into either the USB 1 or USB-C 1 or the USB-C 2 port. Now, if you have just one laptop plugged in, it is going to charge your laptop up to 65 watts. Now, that is enough to cover most laptops on the market. Now, there are going to be a few really, really heavy hitters out there, 17-inch ones that have just, you know, independent graphics cards, you know, I think they call them discrete graphics card or something like that. Anyway, it's a separate graphics card in it for gaming and stuff like that. Now, those are probably going to require 100 watts or more, but most of your laptops, 12-inch, 13-inch, 14-inch, 15-inch, you know, Ultrabooks that charge with USB-C are going to charge, are going to need, the most they're going to need is 65 watts. And the least they're going to need are 45 watts. So this is actually going to, if you just have one plugged into the number one or the two port, it's going to give you that full 65 watt charging. But if you want to charge two laptops, you plug two of them into the one and the two USB-C port, they're going to kick the power is going to be kicked down to 45 watts apiece. And so as I'm sitting here with these two laptops, they are charging, they are going up. Even when I'm using them, they're pushing enough, it's pushing enough power to raise the level of the battery, but it's just not going up very quickly. So right now, the laptop I'm recording this on is at 29%. I'll tell you guys when it changes to 30. Okay. So anyway, that's just not a big deal, but I want to let you guys know that you can't expect the laptop to charge quickly if you're charging two of them. If you have one of them plugged in, then you're going to get that full 65 watts and you're going to notice your battery going up very quickly as far as the charge goes. Now, if you're using these like I am with them plugged in, it will probably go up a little bit slower than it would if you just put them in sleep mode or hibernate mode and then plugged them in, and it's actually charging those laptops when you're not trying to do anything with them. So that just makes sense. The laptop itself is not trying to pull power. As it's charging, it's going to charge faster than it is if you're actually using the laptop and it's pulling power while you're trying to charge it. So it just changed to 30%. So now I'm going to let you know when it goes to 31%. You guys can get an idea of the speed it charges when you're using it. But it's still very adequate. Even when you're using it and you have two of them plugged in at the same time, it's still charging it, you know, pretty darn good. Just not like as fast as it would if you didn't have two plugged in at the same time. So just know that the way these charging stations work is, when you plug devices in, it takes power and it funnels it over to the different, you know, devices, properly funnels the right amount of wattage over to that. So it kind of spreads it out. So now if I wanted to plug in my phone, my iPad, my Apple Watch, I could do that. And those would charge at 15, 20, and 30 watts, which is really nice, because you can still charge your other devices at their fastest speeds because they don't require as much wattage as a laptop does. So even if you're charging two laptops, I could still plug in other devices and they're going to charge at the quickest possible speed that they can. And then for those low, you know, those low wattage devices like Bluetooth earpieces, Bluetooth speakers, things like that, then I could use the standard USB ports, you know, to do that if I wanted. So it's really, really nice, guys. So it takes 220 watts total, and it kind of spreads that out among all of the different ports and everything like that. So this is a really, really nice charging station. Like I said, it's aluminum housing, very rugged, very well-made. And that's why I am not hesitating to put one of these out on my patio. Now, my patio isn't closed and it's covered. I wouldn't put this out in an uncovered patio where rain's going to fall on it. I wouldn't do that at all. But just putting it out in the elements, if it's all protected and stuff like that, it's not going to get any direct rain, then I think you'd be completely fine to do so. Now, I do like the fact Okay, just went to 31%. So that tells you guys it's going up 1% about every minute, which is not bad at all. Maybe every couple minutes. And I didn't really time myself then when it jumped to 30% to 31%. But anyway, you guys get kind of an idea. Now, if what I like about this is the fact that it does have the detachable cable in the back of it. So this is making, it's going to make it easier for you to carry this with you when you travel, unplug the cable, wrap it up around the station or whatever, fold it up, and then throw the little station in your travel bag. Now, this is a brushed aluminum. The sides kind of round off as they go from the top to the side, and then the side's flat, and then it rounds off again as it goes to the bottom. So it's really, really a nice designed item. It looks like something that Apple would sell, just the way it's made and everything. And then the other nice thing is the cable that goes in the back of it. If for some reason this cable ever went bad, the cable that plugs into this is very easily found. This is not a proprietary AC cable. I have seen these cables come through here many, many times. So you could easily find one of these at Batteries Plus, on Amazon, whatever, if you ever had to. So you're not stuck with having to buy a whole new, you know, station if your cable goes bad for some reason, or if the cat chews it up or whatever. And I'd hate to see the cat if it's chewing it up when this is plugged into an AC outlet, because then you'd have fried cats. So, but yeah, just giving you a heads up there. The cable is not proprietary. I've seen these many times. We've got several devices in before that have these cables. They even look, I think I've even seen this on a brick for a laptop before, same type of cable. It's kind of an oval-shaped plug and so forth. You guys will see what it is, but it's definitely something that they use out there quite a bit. So, yeah, guys, this is 7-port station. I'm loving it. I can charge everything here next to me super fast. And yeah, so just know that the 1 and 2 of the USB-C, those are the ports for charging a laptop. If you have just one plugged in, it's going to be 65 watts. If you plug two laptops in, it's going to put them in at 45 watts. So just be aware of that. And yeah, not much else to say about this, guys. The ports are, you know, they're spread out okay. They've got some space in between each port. So you've got a little space there. It's not going, they're not like going to, if you get a fat USB-C plug, it's not going to, you know, not go in because the port's so close together. There is actually about a, I'd say a good half inch between each port, which is really nice. And that's USB-C. And then between the USB ports, the standard USB ports, there is more like maybe a quarter of an inch in between those. So the USB-Cs are nicely spaced out, though, and the USB-Cs are spaced out okay. They're just not spaced out as much as the USB-C. So, all right, guys, so not much else to say about these. These are brand new in the box. If you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboldcompany.com, and our website is harboldcompany.com. Now, this does not have, I will say this, this does not have any rubber feet on the bottom or anything like that, but if you do put this on a table, it is heavy enough. It's not going to easily flip over, and so it's, you know, just be aware, it doesn't have rubber feet. If you put it on something that has a scratch, a surface that can be scratched, if you start, you know, yanking it back and forth across there, it might put a little scratches. You can buy some rubber feet to stick on it if you want. Those are pretty easily found on Amazon. And I just leave mine on my my floor here next to me. And but these are great also for like nightstands, because this way you could plug in this cable behind your nightstand, set this up on your nightstand, and you've got all these ports to charge things from. So I just want to mention that. And being that it's a 5-foot cable, you got plenty of length on the cable to run it, you know, behind something, a couch or whatever, and still get enough length on the cable to put it where you want. So anyway, if you want to email us, sales@harboldcompany.com, and our website is harboldcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.